Let's imagine the not too distant future. You feel more in control of your photos than you ever have before. You look forward to the regular creative dates on your calendar. You're moving forward on that project that means so much to you. You are on fire with inspiration, and you are finally scrapbooking consistently. This is not a hypothetical, it's a real life possibility. And for the first time, I've created a workshop specifically focused on the problem of consistency. It's called Sparked, and I'm excited to share it with you for free. Visit simplescrapper.com/sparked to get access to the training and make this possibility your reality.
Wow, yeah, just the amount of inspiration the planner community has on Instagram has been wonderful. I mean, I've been led to calligraphy. I've been led to December Daily. I've been led to other memory keeping projects, as well as all the different ways to plan.
Welcome to Scrapbook Your Way, the show that explores the breadth of ways to be a memory keeper today. I'm your host, Jennifer Wilson, owner of Simple Scrapper and author of The New Rules of Scrapbooking. This is episode 256. In this episode, I'm chatting with Pasha Shepherd about how a passion for planning informed her approach to memory keeping. Hey, Pasha, welcome to Scrapbook Your Way.
Hi, Jennifer. Thank you for having me.
I'm excited to chat with you today.
Me too.
Can you kick things off by sharing a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I'm excited to be here too. My name is Pasha. Friends online call me Posh. And I just love all things stationary, memory keeping. I'm a believer. I'm a mom. That's it. Just a regular person.
Well, those are some of my favorites to chat with, because when we share passions for creativity and playing with all the fun things, that's when some of the best conversations happen. So I always love to ask our guests what is exciting them right now. So I'd love to hear one thing in your everyday life, as well as one thing in scrapbooking, planning, and all your crafty loves.
Okay, what's exciting me right now, two things come to mind immediately, is my puppy, Blue. I got a Yorkie poo last summer. And I built a house last year, and we moved in last summer as well. So I'm really excited about decorating and all the outdoor planting stuff. So really into those two things right now. Making the house a home, making it beautiful, and then my cute little puppy.
Oh, yes. Sounds wonderful.
As far as memory keeping and planning, I'm in a new system I'm trying this year for both. So I'm pretty excited about that. See what will stick, because, you know, we always start off strong. Will I really like it? Will I really still be using it by the end of the year?
Yeah, it's sometimes, I don't know. I think it's a miracle when I've used a single planner for the whole year.
Right. I did that for the first time last year, ever.
Awesome. So I know you are more of a planner, but you do dabble in scrapbooking. And I'm curious if there's any stories that you still want to document that feel really important that you're going to pull out more of your scrapbook supplies and jump into.
It would be the heavy stuff to get it off of me in an artistic way. That's the only thing I haven't done yet. I love keeping up with the happy moments of life, but there are some things I need to just completely get off of me that I'm looking forward to doing when it's time.
Yes, yes. And fortunately, we have so many kind of beautiful products that can make that feel just a little bit easier.
Yeah.
So getting into more about you, I'd love to hear about your planner origin story. Do you remember what your first planner was?
I do. It's not exciting, though. My first planner was an Office Depot monthly calendar. It was giant. I want to say 8.5 by 11. And at the time, I still had all my children at home, and they were all in school. One was in elementary, one was in middle, one was in high school, and they all had extracurricular activities, and I had to keep up with that, as well as, at the time, a traveling husband. So I had a monthly Office Depot calendar to keep everything organized. And I used pencil, not even pen, pencil, because I was always scratching things out or rewriting something.
Yes. No, I used friction pens for a long time because I wanted to be able to erase.
Yep. Love those too.
But I love those. Yeah. I think I definitely started with a monthly as well. And then everything kind of spiraled from there.
A beautiful spiral.
So how long have you been adding more creative touches to your planners?
I would say since this community. Planning for me was always functional, and it still is, but there was not pretty. If it was pretty, it was because I use a colored ink or a colored pencil, never because of stickers.
Yeah.
So I would say when I got in this community, which, so I had a blog that was a beauty blog because I was a luxury beauty blogger back in the day, and I was planning there. And then that is how I stumbled upon this big community, as we call it, and fell down that rabbit hole. And I would say that is when I really started buying stickers, which I had to embrace too, because I was like, am I really going to buy stickers? Am I really buying stickers?
I know.
But
yeah.
Now you, it's like, don't look at me funny. I like them. You know what I mean? Now I stand beside them. But I would say 2014, 2015.
Okay. That's so interesting because it was around the same time. I went the other way. I discovered beauty bloggers and YouTube videos because I was watching scrapbooking and crafting things. And then I kept getting recommended these other things. And now I watch way too many of those myself.
That's funny how they intertwine.
Yes, yes. So what would you say to someone who's really only used a planner in a functional way and is curious about trying out stickers and doing all the other things?
I would say, honestly, I would say you don't have to. But if you want to, start with headers or simple phrases or words or a bow, something really simple.
Yeah, I think that's a good strategy to dress it up before you fully commit
right.
to kind of bringing some of that like childlike joy to what we do.
Yeah.
So of course our listeners are primarily scrapbookers, and so I'm curious how your planner is a memory keeping tool for you.
I've always kept the high level, high vibrational, happy events, as well as some of the darker ones in my planner. And I love that I do that because even a couple weeks ago, someone was asking me something and I was like, I can't remember when we did that, but I just grabbed my memory planner and I could just flip through until I found that weekend. And then I could say exactly what we did. So I just keep up with it by noting important memories only in the monthly section.
Now, I'm curious, do you keep all of your planners or only some of them?
I usually keep one from every year, and I'll keep the one that has the most. Last year was my first year completing the year in one planner. So I'm keeping that one, of course. And this year, I'm trying something different. I decided I wanted a bound book. Those would be easier to store than a rings planner. So I'm trying a bound book, and I will save the book.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I'm curious, what planner were you using last year that was so successful for you?
I had a personal rings, but the inserts were cloth and paper, and they were very, cloth and paper is very functional and minimal, but I did add stickers. I did dress it up minimally, of course, but I did. But the inserts just worked perfectly for me. It was just enough space. I didn't feel like I had to fill white space. It's just something I didn't feel like I had to try something else. And before I knew it was the end of the year, and I was like, holy cow, I used one thing the entire year.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah, your style is so, I would call it like elegant.
Thank you.
It is like joyful and beautiful, but there's a kind of just a very simple elegance.
Thank
to
you
it
so
well.
Much.
And I've noticed that your spreads celebrate Black women, honor your faith, and express your values. So I'd really love to hear what creators and shops you love to spend your money with.
Oh boy. Everyone. I have a little bit of everything. If you're asking specifically about African American or inclusion, you will see on my feed it's highly planner aesthetic and rose shadow collection. Those two are kind of just my entire vibe. But okay, I do shop around. I love finding a new shop. I love Studio Bliss Co. I love Anika's Creative Closet. I love Cuteness Boutique. Those women as well have inclusion stickers a lot. Isisella Jewels. I'm always looking for a reason to buy more. So, but on a high level, it's predominantly planner aesthetic and rose shadow collection.
All right. We'll definitely include all those links in the show notes to the episode. Okay. Now, I hadn't planned this question, but I'm curious if you've gone to Go Wild.
I have a few times.
And how is that experience, and how does it like connect you further with other creators and like deepen your love of flag? Ooh,
it's a wonderfully overwhelming experience. I'm an introvert, so it's exhausting, but in the most wonderful way, because where else would we find that many people loving planners the way that we do and can talk about it on a level that we do? So it was great. It's just a lot. It's a lot.
No, I've been so curious, but I'm such an introvert too.
Yeah, it's wonderful. There are times I'll just kind of sneak away to my room and just my hotel room and just kind of decompress before going out again. But it's great. And you meet so many people you talk to all the time online, or you love their pages and you finally get to meet them. And it's just fun. It's fun. Have you been?
Oh, no, I haven't. I've just been curious to go. My introversion has kind of prevented me from jumping in. Plus, I'm in a season of life where my daughter is playing a lot of volleyball. And so it's just not the quite right time for me. But
you will find, though, there's a lot of introverts there.
That's awesome to hear.
Yeah.
So I wanted to talk more about how you've connected with the planner community. I scrolled all the way back on your Instagram account, and the first post was from 2016.
Okay.
So what has been the role of Instagram in kind of developing your style, connecting with others, and just, you know, really feeling like this is a part of your life?
Wow. Yeah. Just the amount of inspiration the planner community has on Instagram has been wonderful. I mean, I've been led to calligraphy. I've been led to December Daily. I've been led to other memory keeping projects, as well as all the different ways to plan. And it's just been a wonderful ride. As far as connecting, you know, at first we meet people, that's how we're meeting them. And some people stick, and you tend to branch into the private messages and you become friends, and then you exchange phone numbers, and then it's safe. And you, next thing you know, years have gone by and you guys have been in each other's lives and you've met on Instagram. I love it.
I love that. There's something so special about that. And I love how the lines have been blurred. It's not online friends and real life friends. Like, this is real life.
Right. Right.
And so can you tell me how you got started doing December Daily?
Well, I always kind of did something, but not on that level at all, because it's my favorite time of the year. It was mainly just photos and listing. And then someone told me about Allie Edwards. Oh, I remember who. She's passed away now, but one of my planner friends that I met on Instagram, and she lived local and we became very good friends in real life, introduced me to Allie Edwards. And it's been done since I met that whole system and project, I should say.
So what have been some of the ways that you've approached the project? Because I've noticed and I think we all do this, we switch it up, but I think you also maybe incorporate some of your planner perspective into it as well.
Well, mainly I don't really cross the two, but the different ways I've captured it. The first year I had a large sketchbook that was kind of, I guess, now that I know what a commonplace notebook is, I was using it as a commonplace notebook, but more so just my creative moments where if I felt like watercoloring or a poem I saw or a scripture that touched me. And I only keep that sketchbook because it has my first December Daily in there. And I just took a lot of photos at Winter Plannerland, which was a huge event back then, and printed them all out on regular computer paper. I went in Word and resized the photos and printed them on computer paper and put them all in that sketchbook. Didn't really tell the story, but that's how I captured my first December daily. And then the year after that, I said, okay, I want something just for December daily. And at the time, I was into traveler's notebooks. So I purchased a separate traveler's notebook just for Christmas, just for the holidays, and captured December daily on a much bigger scale for the first time. And I absolutely loved it. And then I got into the albums, and I've tried them all, 8x10, 6x8, 5x3. So I think I've tried everything but the giant ones. I haven't done 9x12.
So will you do the project again this year?
Absolutely.
And what size are you thinking about? Or does it depend on what the albums look like?
I absolutely will be doing it again. There are a lot of projects I start and can't finish, or I don't start because I know I won't be able to finish. But December Daily is the one project that I make time for that throughout the month of December. It takes precedence because at the end of the day, that is the one project that will be completely done. So yeah, I can't wait to do it again this year. And I don't know what I'm using yet.
I love it. So I'd like to conclude just by hearing about what, I'm assuming multiple planners that you're using this year. Like, what is your core every day? What does your suite look like? And why did you make those choices?
Yeah, I did. It's funny you asked that because I, at the beginning of the year, you know, we do our planner stack, what we're using. And yesterday I recorded the end of the first month, what it's looking like now. And I'm at a place where I just buy whatever I want to buy and try. I don't try and really justify it anymore because it just brings me joy and it's a minimal expense to bring me some joy. I started with 4 and I still have 4, but only 2 are really getting touched and only 1 is getting touched every single day, which is a new system for me, the Common Planner by Sterling Inc. I just love it because the front is planning and the back is all freestyle, which is where I'm journaling and keeping scriptures and quotes and things of that nature that I want to keep track of or go back and look at.
Now you're using the A6 size, right? So that's kind of one of the smallest. Have you used that size before? And is it enough space? Like I'm one using like 7x9s right now. So, or B6, I think.
It is pretty small. Now my number one always go to if I ever disliked Common Planner will always be pocket size. I've spent more years in pocket rings than any other size, and I have tried all the sizes. It's just a good sweet spot for me. Oddly enough, I don't like A6 in rings. I only like it in a bound book. And it's just always been a size I've gravitated to for my notebooks, so it made sense to start there as a planner. And it's working well. It's enough space for me, and I like to write small. It helps. Writing smaller helps me write neater. So it is my sweet spot as far as the size of a bound book. Otherwise, I would do pocket, which is a little smaller.
And how are you feeling about having the bound book? Like, do you feel like this is a new love for you?
I do because I can tip in. You know, you can overstuff a ring planner, but you can do the most in a bound book as well. But I'm not gonna chunk it up too bad. I really am more interested in keeping record of the plans made this year and the memories this year. So I love having it all in one place. It's not bulky and I can just throw it in the bag.
Now I'm curious, because I fell down a rabbit hole looking at these, did you get the compact one that has like 200 some pages or the full one that has 500 some pages?
I went for the full. I wanted to capture a whole year of journaling.
That's kind of chunky on its own, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. I love it.
Well, I have to say, this has been a delightful way to start my day. Thank you so much for spending time with me.
Thank you so much for spending time with me. I love talking about these kind of things. I appreciate it so much.
Can you share where our listeners can find you online and anything that you know you have new or coming up later in 2024?
Sure. Planning and memory keeping at Posh Plans on Instagram. I do have another Instagram that's a little more personal, showing more of my personal life. It's at Positively Pasha, and YouTube, which is also Posh Plans.
Terrific. Again, thank you so much. And to all of our listeners, please remember that you have permission to scrapbook and plan your way.